In 1958, they did a deal with the U.S. Navy, which gave the Navy ownership but left them in control. Now, flush with funds, the Picards rebuilt the vessel, giving it walls 5 inches thick and shrinking the windows to just 2 inches in diameter, little more than peepholes. But it was now strong enough to withstand truly enormous pressures, and in January 1960, Jacques Picard and Lieutenant Don Walsh of the U.S. Navy sank slowly to the bottom of the ocean's deepest canyon, the Mariana Trench, some 250 miles off Guam in the western Pacific, and discovered, not incidentally, by Harry Hess with his fathometer. It took just under 4 hours to fall 35,820 feet, or almost 7 miles. Although the pressure at that depth was nearly 17,000 pounds per square inch, they noticed with surprise that they disturbed a bottom-dwelling flatfish just as they touched down. They had no facilities for taking photographs, so there is no visual record of the event. After just 20 minutes at the world's deepest point, they returned to the surface. It was the only occasion on which human beings have gone so deep. 40 years later, the question that naturally occurs is, why has no one gone back since? To begin with, further dives were vigorously opposed by Vice Admiral Hyman G. Rickover, a man who had a lively temperament, forceful views, and, most pertinently, control of the departmental checkbook.